Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours. The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply.
Jim Robb is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center. He works with land grants around the country when it comes to red meat demand, beef demand, pork demand, outlook as well. And he says this last few weeks we've seen a slide in wholesale box beef prices, but that slide last week turned into basically the box beef prices falling off a cliff.
Last Friday and in the prior 7 days, we lost $15 per hundredweight in the box beef or the cutout, what we often call the wholesale market. And that's a precipitous decline, obviously, but not completely unusual. This time of year, over the last 3 weeks, we're down $20 per hundredweight and change. But a year ago, we dropped about $16.50 per hundredweight. So I think our major concern, as you implied there, is it's come kind of fast and furious, kind of all in 1 week. And so some erosion was expected. We certainly did not get the support on, from a price perspective, going into 4th of July like we saw earlier this year towards the holidays where we had a lot of fill-in buying. We didn't get any of that kind of support at all. So the cutout moving lower is something clearly to watch. It is now in tandem with the Fed cattle market. But we also have to remember that it's still above a year ago. Okay. And so we do have some fundamental things that are a little bit better than a year ago. But again, a precipitous drop and one that has been well reflected now. We had been talking for weeks that the wholesale market had not moved down very much and was, and now that is really caught up with the live animal side of the marketplace.
Jim Robb says no reason at this point anyway to be pushing the panic button because of this last week's fall off.
Well, I don't think we really panic too much about the domestic beef demand component. It's a concern, but most of the story has been here in the short term on the supply side. Mm-hmm. USDA has even been raising their preliminary estimates rather significantly. They've been raising slaughter from their preliminary weekly estimates and weights. This last week, official data, which is the week ending the 17th of June, weights were up 8 pounds on a dress basis week over week, still below a year ago, but that kind of caught people by surprise. So we're past that seasonal time of year where the weights are, in a sense, helping the market. They've been lower than anticipated, and we seem to have flipped that switch, too. And so, Eric, that supply side of how much meat we're producing, both beef and pork, last week the preliminary data would put beef production up 3.5% and pork production up 3.8% year over year. So the supply side is a key part of the story, and we have to expect that to be the bulk of the pressure that's showing up in prices.
Jim Robb, director of the Livestock Market Information Center, based out of Denver. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.